Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave
and Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be Mahoney.
Yeah, Dave.
Right, man. Dave
and Mahoney.
Never mind that. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sam Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Both y'all sound phlegmy.
We sound phlegmy?
Yeah, both y'all.
Well, that's now.
We just take a collective.
I think you got us sick.
Kind of a rude thing to say to somebody first thing out of the gate.
Well, I mean, that's what they hear. The first thing out of the gate is y'all phlegm. Just trying to.
We're knocking the cobwebs off this bitch.
Yeah, man. Turning this engine over.
All right. I'm just letting you know.
It's the winter time. We should really be running an extension cord from the house to our, you know, our garage.
To like ourselves while we sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like the bad news is that the older you get, the more phlegmy you are. Do you ever remember yourself like waking up and being like, all right. Now, friends, like in your, I don't know, like 30s?
For hours.
Oh, wow.
Hours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Already hours today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I woke up early.
How long have you been up, and why?
I woke up early today.
You know what?
And you're still up one.
I didn't want to say this, but I think your rash has changed you.
Yeah.
It's actually a like a brain eating bacteria.
Yeah.
Slowly deteriorating.
Well, it started.
I'm actually kind of worried about that.
Started by eating the nice part of your brain.
Yeah. Compassion. Caring.
This show's about to get a lot more funny.
The ability to censor yourself. So, anyways,
sorry.
Some bad news today.
Dave Flemma.
There was a woman in Tucson, Arizona, that was spotted driving in the HOV lane, as you do. But the rule for the HOV lane is that you have to have a passenger in the car with you.
Mm-hmm.
She decided that she was going to try to cheat the system. She used a prop around this time of year that was readily available, an inflatable Grinch.
How did she get it to inflate? Like, was it a balloon version or was it?
Yeah, it was kind of like she like small enough to like blow it up probably herself. You know, it's not.
Oh, like a pool float.
So
yeah.
I'm looking at this photo of this woman with the Grinch in her passenger seat after she got pulled over in the HOV lane. I mean, shouldn't you just, if you're going to do it, I feel like the Grinch drew more attention.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I saw someone with an elf yesterday.
You can have a baby in the back, you know? Like, you don't know.
Oh, you can do the HOV lane with a child? Like, they're going to work?
They're a person.
I thought it was, like, two people who were commuting into one space, like, to work.
You're the one that's all about eradicating child labor laws and making babies get to work the second that they're born.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that a five-year-old with very fast knitting fingers can't go to the factory and make some Nikes.
They
okay?
might be able to do that. Like, make our iPhones, kid. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
bring our jobs back here to America.
That'd be so funny if it wasn't true.
So
some good news today as well. Audrey, you've always talked about how you hate snakes, and I get it.
They have no legs.
Swimming snakes, slithering snakes, climbing snakes, all of that stuff. I'm about to make you hate snakes even more.
Okay. I'm excited for this.
Scientists just discovered that female snakes have two clitorises.
Can we say that on air?
Yes.
That's like Dave, the plural
clitori.
Term. Yeah, that's plural. Please refer to it by its scientific name.
Oh, my
sir.
God. But okay, were the...
Well, I mean,
why were we looking for the snakes, clit?
Guys, this,
why were we doing that?
This is some creepy ass scientist.
This makes complete sense because if you think about it, you think about the male snake and his tongue, it's forked.
Oh, it is forked.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
When you think about the foods that you used to eat a lot as a kid, but you don't really consume anymore, I mean, for me at least, like Eggo waffles, I used to love, and my kids currently love Eggo waffles. In fact, my 2-year-old son will go over to the freezer, and they're like frozen in the freezer, ready to go. He'll just walk over and just grab it right out of the sleeve, eat it frozen.
Probably feels good on his like gums.
Maybe.
Because he's like kind of like gnawing on it and teething on it.
I love waffles, but it's been a hot minute since I've had an Eggo waffle.
Yeah, but eating them frozen is kind of a weird thing, considering that I think they're just quite delightful.
3-year-old? Yeah, that seems aggressive.
That's his favorite snack. He'll just walk right in. I'll just be randomly sitting on the couch. We'll be watching a show. He'll just pop up, walk over to the freezer, grab one, come right back, sit down. Plow right through it. Sometimes you'll go through like 2 or 3.
I didn't even know you could chew on frozen waffles.
Yeah.
Like,
that's news to me. Yeah.
But that's one of those foods that, you know, used to consume a lot as a kid. Don't really anymore.
Like Pop-Tarts, toaster strudels.
Toaster strudels.
Yeah.
When they came on the scene, mm-hmm. changed the game. Flakiness.
You got to watch them pour that sweet, sweet icing over it, and then you would try and recreate it yourself, and it was just a smudge versus their perfect squiggle line.
You take the packet itself and then try to spread that stuff with it.
So bad.
Sticky. Why is it so sticky?
I loved whenever they came out with the toaster strudels, but the savory ones that had the egg and cheese. Dang, why did we stop? Why did we let that child, like, you know, whatever it is.
Tell me if you can envision
disappear, child light.
exact thing, because that paste, that goo that came with it was so sticky, it was actually like glue. And because it was so flaky, you would have some of the flakes stuck to the frosting that was on your fingers, and you'd be like powering through trying to lick it off after you finish your toaster strudel.
I was a toaster strudel kid because the waffle kids always smelled like syrup on the bus. And I hated that smell.
Oh. You hated the smell of syrup?
The syrup kids were a specific kind of kid.
But what
they're
a
out
delightful
here using
youth.
Log cabin.
So sweet. And it was like, thinking about it as an adult, why did they smell? Like, was it all over them? Like, I think that's what it was.
Yes,
like, they were
just
sticky. Like, they didn't even, whenever they're getting their test from the teacher's desk, they just, like, put their hand down and just, like, walk back to their desk.
But if you think about a way to start a day for, like, a third grader, like, let's take just pure sugar and pour it all over more pure sugar and then send them to a room to sit for 8 hours or seven hours.
Poor, like, teachers. They should get paid more.
Yes.
Nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. Because every parent everywhere is like, exactly that. Let me just jack you up.
That's like with every breakfast food for kids. Unless
cereal.
You just go straight like eggs and bacon. Cereal's the same thing. And they used to lie to us. Remember the Saturday morning cartoons? It'd be like part of a balanced breakfast. And then you...
It's like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, like Frosted Flakes are not part of a
balanced
breakfast.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of processed food covered in sugar.
I mean, but what does balanced breakfast even mean?
Exactly.
Because my guess is in the legal terms, they're like, oh, we could literally balance this on a scale against something else, and it would be fine.
Yeah, even milk has sugar. So you're just putting milky, fatty liquid in with...
Oh, dude, but I'll still eat the hell out of some breakfast cereal at this point in my life. Like, there's
a dessert.
Well, sometimes as a meal. I mean, it doesn't happen often. I go through, like,
I go through.
Yeah,
you are a child.
No, but I make
gigantic toddler.
I get like the biggest bowl I got that I like make ramen in. And
what are you, Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone? Like, what are you talking about?
Kind of. It's when my wife's out of town. I'm just like, whatever, man.
I love that it's either your ramen bowl or your cereal bowl. What?
It's
in between.
Cool bowl things in this bowl.
Do you also cook your 42 pounds of mashed potatoes in there too?
Occasionally.
Yeah. It's a potato bowl, too. That bowl gets some work, huh?
That's right.
Is that your favorite bowl?
It is my favorite bowl.
It's a good bowl.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
What do you wish your brain was better at doing besides remembering? Like, for me, I wish I was better at mental math.
Message deleted.
I mean, we showcase how bad our brains are at spelling sixth grade words on a regular basis. Math is certainly a big one as well.
But, I mean, realistically, in our day-to-day lives, I think math, spelling, all these things important for some people. Learning how to do these things, important. But on a day-to-day basis, how often are any of us in this room using mental math?
Not that often. I mean, really, if we're talking about, like, big picture, just the ability to stay focused.
I mean, we have... I wish I had a time machine and I would go back to sixth grade.
And do what?
And just rub it in my math teacher's face. You're never going to carry a calculator around with you everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah.
You won't bet.
All right, I got one right on my phone, girl. I can ask a robot named Siri or Alexa or Google, whoever I've got in my hand or around me at the time, and just ask, hey, girl, what's 4 times 4? What is 4 times 4?
16.
16, yeah, okay.
I mean, I've got
that. So I thought. I just got a little nervous.
Oh, boy.
It's fine. But there's just really no, again, if we worked in programming or if we had a job that involved that. But
even construction, right? Like you're sitting here measuring things all day and trying to figure out, you know, how to save time and cut things correctly and all that stuff. We don't.
No.
From a standpoint of what we do for a living, I wish that my brain was better at slowing down so that I can use the words that I'm thinking of and get them out without fumbling and stumbling.
So there's a little bit of a traffic jam.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic jams going on. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there any myth that you believe in? I think it's still possible that Nessie the Loch Ness Monster may exist. There are so many sea creatures that live for hundreds of years that it's not impossible.
Message deleted.
Impossible for what? See, like a Loch Ness Monster?
The Loch Ness Monster. I mean, he's not wrong that there is so much incredibly weird stuff
in the ocean
that lives in the ocean.
Dying and washing up on the shore.
I mean, that happens like once a quarter where like something will wash up and they're like, we've never seen anything like this ever before. You're like, in the history of humanity, nothing like this, and this just washed up on a Tuesday afternoon. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's, like, a giant sea snake that lives over in Scotland. But, I mean, it's definitely a myth that I believe is that we definitely have never been to the moon.
No, you don't believe that, Dave. Stop. Dude, we're going to lose our jobs because of this. Somebody's
really
important
care?
Is going to hear. Yes, they will. If they think you're serious.
I just say that to make you mad.
You're not making me mad. You're making everybody listening
mad. Who thinks you're serious? Who thinks you're serious? They also
How many
think
people
that-
tune in for the very first time all the time and who don't know? And then they hear that and they think we're serious.
Well, then they're one of us.
Where we
just
go
listen
one,
to-
we-
okay. Bush did what?
Oh, quit.
Yeah, I was wondering if there is any time in your life you sit there and do something stupid and you go, you know, you're just stupid. You know better than that. Just wondering.
Message deleted.
Dude, every day. Constantly. Yeah. I mean, how many... I would have thought that by the age of 40, I would be making better life choices and I would be an adult. That is not the case. It's like, you know, I always think, you know, like when I was 20, I'm like, when I'm 30, I'll be more mature and an adult. When I'm 30, when I was thinking when I'm 40, I'll just think of the same thing. And it's just, I think I'm it's baked in. Like, this is a stain that you can't wash out. It's just there. That's what it is.
But
this is how it
exists. That's what makes you happy, man. Like,
no, I'm not unhappy, but I'm just never going to be a serious person.
There's some people that get mad at others for not being as serious as them. We do need serious people.
But you don't need people like me in charge of serious people.
Exactly. Pretending to be serious.
Yeah. No.
No.
Did you ever wish, though, that you were just a little bit more serious?
Nah, man. I love a good fart joke.
Dude, like, somebody crapping their pants is always hilarious.
Always funny.
You could not, like, you watch that happen in front of you, it is a magical moment. See, and then, if it's somebody you know, and you see it happen live in front of you, like what happened when Dave did it on the golf course, that's something that...
I would have lost my mind.
Oh my God. The greatest moment of my life. Like, my marriage, like, birth of a child, any of that stuff. Nothing could compare to watching Dave... Like, not even, like,
screaming, look away!
Well, what's the word? Because it's you involuntarily. Like, because if you had voluntarily done it and looked at me in the eye, that would be psychotic.
Right.
But involuntarily.
It was just things were happening.
Yeah.
And nature is far more powerful than we are.
The fact that you had no, like, warning. Like, there was no, or you were just trying to push through holes.
I was just trying to get the holes.
Yeah. You had just started. So that's where it kind of gets a little funny for me.
Why do we got to relive this, man?
Because like, you brought up flat Earth, you son of a bitch. Or we haven't been to the moon.
Yeah,
I saw your moon that day.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
When's the last time that you guys went to, like, a tire store?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I had to get my wife a couple new tires because...
It feels like everyone is sad in a tire store. I don't know why. It just does.
Because it's an expense that you're never prepared for.
Yep.
It's an expense that they... Literally, it's inflation, but they gouge you.
Yeah, because they can.
You feel like you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple stores that I trust that I go to, but sometimes you're going to whatever's closest just because that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
or your tires flat or whatever. Yeah. So I told you guys, you know, it's been like a week and a half that I had caught a nail in my tire and I've been kind of procrastinating getting it fixed. Well, finally, I was like, all right, I got to get this thing handled this week. And so I go into the tire store and I'm like, hey, I just had this little nail in the tire and this and that. And the guy's kind of being dramatic about it. You know how they are, right? And he's like, well, this isn't the wall of the tire. He's like, but do you mind if I like check the tread on the other tires? I'm like, sure. Like, they're relatively new-ish tires in the past year and a half, something like that. So yeah, they'll be fine. And he checks them, and then he calls me inside, and he's like, I have some very strange news to share with you, sir. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the suspense.
Is there a family of marmots living in my tire? Because that would be the only strange news that would relate to tires.
He's like, I don't know what happened. He's like, because you got these rims and these tires from us, right? And I was like, yeah, actually, I did. He's like, somebody did something they weren't supposed to do. The tires that you have on your car aren't rated to carry the weight of your vehicle. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks, but whatever.
you probably have insurance on the tires to where you have the ability to swap them out, right?
Well, so I didn't know if you could like fully swap out the tires. I didn't even really ask because I'm just kind of can you plug the tire or not, sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to swap out the tires for free and give you 4 brand new Michelin tires. And I was like,
good.
Okay, great.
It's on them.
Thank you. Yeah. Which is fine. But he's like, but you have to come back tomorrow. And so I went back tomorrow, which was yesterday, mm-hmm. and went through the process. But I went to go check in and I got there at about, I don't know, 10:30-ish or so.
Yeah.
And my appointment was at 11:30. And I went to go check in and the guy that was checking me in wasn't the same guy that told me that they were going to give me 4 new tires, but he was there,
okay.
And so was the manager, and so he goes, we just need to wait for Chandler, was the guy's name, to be done, and then I'll just reference this with him, because the cost of it was $2,700 for the new
4 tires.
Four tires.
Jesus.
Like $2,700.
Dude, that's more than what I paid for, like, a car.
I know, and so I'm like, well, we are going to wait for Chandler.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sit here and take a $2,700 bullet. And so he goes, okay, and I saw, like, a couple of times he went over and talked with him briefly, but it was like they're waiting for something else. And then the guy that was checking me in, I don't know if he was high or what, he disappeared for 45 minutes.
Man, taking a slam. Dude's,
that would have been the most incredible slam of all time.
So you're just sitting out there in the lobby?
No, I'm literally standing at the desk for 45 minutes.
What was Chandler doing?
Are you being dramatic? Was it really 45 minutes or was it?
I looked at my clock and it was 11:15.
You stood. You didn't go sit down.
I didn't go sit down.
Not once. Really?
I wanted to do that thing where I'm like, go,
well,
man.
You look like you're impatient. Like, are you kidding me? You're wasting my time. Which everybody, well, I don't.
I mean, 45 minutes
Dave,
of
you
just
were
standing
an hour early to your appointment.
But I asked in advance. I'm like, hey, can I just drop it off early because that'll work better for my schedule? And then I'm just going to Uber back to my
Chandler's
house to get
busy,
stuff
man.
Done. Chandler, I mean, we need to open a tire business because that place was slammed. But, like, come on, man. How are you just
going to get $2,700 worth of tires for free?
Hell yeah.
Then it was worth the 45 minutes.
No,
what
it
you
wasn't.
Bitching about?
No, it was not worth it. No, you should have. $2,700 in free tires in 5 minutes. Because then, at one point.
Because you were already there yesterday.
The guy didn't even come back. Chandler goes, has he not finished checking you in? I'm like, no, Chandler, he has not. And he goes, okay, just give me your key. And he just took my key, and then I left. That was it.
I feel like that's on you for not speaking up.
I'm not going to cause a scene, man.
You don't have to cause a scene. You can
just
say, hey,
Chandler, I got to go, dude.
Yeah, man, I got stuff I got going on. Here. Here's a sawbuck.
We need to be more assertive with and respectful of ourselves.
I was expecting you guys to bro down with me about how unacceptable it was.
You got free tires, and oh, you stood there for 45 minutes.
Yes, it would have been a wonderful experience had I not had to stand there for 45 minutes.
What else were you doing?
Chandler did the hookup.
I could have watched 2 episodes of Modern Family in that amount of time.
That's true.
That's what you had to go do? No, that was your important things you needed to go do?
I had a very busy day.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
What?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, everyone's looking for love in their own special way. And some people think, you know, I haven't been lucky in love so far in life. Mm-hmm. But you know what's going to change that for me?
What's that?
Craigslist.
I mean, Dave. Okay. There's moments where people have that just they never forget and would love to find a way, if there's a shot, to recreate that moment.
The moment
with that
of
person.
Love?
Yeah.
You know, maybe a discounted dresser, an inbred puppy or two.
Mm.
Lots of things you can find on Craigslist that are all kind of the same thing.
Okay. Raise your hand if you haven't been horny at a car wash before.
I mean,
no hands raised. That's
you get one of those brushes?
I tell you, when you're going through, there is something kind of sexual about the automatic car washes when you're going through.
Oh, I'm talking about that.
Spraying you down.
The manual one where you've got all that power in your hand.
Yeah, oh, you go in so dirty and you come out so clean.
It's like an 80s bad music video.
Yeah. This one's entitled At the Car Wash. This is a man for a woman. Not sure if you'll see this because you don't look like the type to come to Craigslist. But here it goes anyway. Drove up.
Shoot or shoot.
I drove up to dry my truck off and you were wiping down your car. We're both around 50-ish. We talked a bit and I wanted to comment on the way you were dressed. Jeans, high boots, and a nice coat. But I didn't. My sincerest apologies. I'll take any punishment you think I deserve. Whoa. What a turn. If this sounds like you, tell me what we chatted about and what the color of my truck was. Your car was gray.
He wants that lady to step on his junk with her boots.
It seemed very, like, pretty platonic there for a moment. You know, like, oh, dressed with jeans and high boots and a nice coat. And then all of a sudden it's like, stomp on my balls.
Yeah, beat me like the peon that I am. Spit in my face.
Jeez. Louise.
So, random question.
Whoa.
Am I in the minority here of people who just do not start random conversations in public with people I do not know? Because I can't tell you the last time I had a more than a 4-word exchange with a stranger in public.
But you're not as thirsty as some others, man. Like you're happily married and stuff. Like but Audrey said, shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot. But also, you don't even just do casual conversation? Like,
not really.
Like small talk with cashiers?
Ooh. No, how's your day? Good. Hope you're having a good one.
Yeah, small talk. Like the easy stuff.
No, but that's like 4 words.
True.
But I mean, like if you're having a conversation, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just a curmudgeon and it's a normal thing, but it just doesn't happen in my life.
This one, Mahoney, I don't know if this could be about you. It's a Tuesday afternoon at the grocery. It's mail for mail.
Okay.
Handsome bearded guy spotted.
Oh.
It was around 6 p.m.
Nope.
And you just picked up some eggs, yogurt, and fish at the counter. Brown boots, brown, tighter legged pants. Dark hair, beard, handsome, 5'8 to 5'9. I believe I caught your eye as well. I was later looking at the chicken, and you were looking at some as well. It was difficult keeping my eyes off you. Later, you encountered someone you knew, and you were chatting with him in the produce section. If I am correct, hopefully you'll recall things and help clarify and identify me. I departed the store at 6:15 p.m.
Like, did our hands just graze each other as we were reaching for that last rotisserie chicken?
Oh, my gosh. I would like to...
for the same chicken.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
They're expecting big things from this new Avatar movie. I mean, it's getting actually pretty good reviews, but they're saying they expect it to do $175 million in its opening week.
I'd rather have a Titanic sequel.
A sequel to Titanic?
Yeah.
Like I want a prequel.
Where they were in space.
A prequel, yeah.
Where they're in space.
Yeah, space Titanic.
Okay, this is why you're
Jack in the Afterlife.
That's right.
That Haunting the Sea.
Jack in the Afterlife.
Cooler. Yeah. Way cooler than Avatar, too. I mean, it's
the fact that it's been a decade plus, like almost 15 years since the first Avatar, and they're still expecting this big of things, I guess is a testament to
Especially,
James Cameron.
I also think that the first Avatar, I mean, was it really that great of a story?
No.
It was just one of the very first movies to embrace 3D, and I don't know about you. I feel just 3D's kind of cheesy in movies.
Well, it was just modern-day Pocahontas, if you really think about it. It was just the story of how man basically just is depleting the earth. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to, I guess, the water. How man is depleting the water and the oceans. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's out already, correct? Is it out?
It comes out today.
Oh, okay. So that's funny because I'm hearing so many people who are doing the back and forth of whether or not it's too long, acting like they've already seen it. So I thought that it was already out.
There's always previews and stuff like that. Yeah. But I mean, it is 3 hours and 12 minutes long.
Too long.
It is pretty long.
The only movies that I think that we kind of tolerate in that level of length are superhero movies, Marvel movies, but I mean, the fact that they're projecting this to bring in $175 million, that's a lot. I mean, out of the professional reviews so far, 82% fresh, so it's not, I mean, it's good, but it's not great.
Yeah.
Would you rather, Mahoney, see Avatar? You have to see one of the theaters.
Uh-huh.
Avatar or Mario movie?
Mario movie. If I'm being honest, I care more about Mario. I'm way more invested in Mario than Avatar.
So I was talking with my wife about this, and just incredibly sad news. Ellen's DJ Twitch, as you mentioned, has passed away. It looks like he took his own life. You know, he'd been pretty open, I guess, about his struggles with depression.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows what he was going through at this time. You know, he's got a wife and three young kids. Just incredibly sad. And, you know, just another one of those things where it feels senseless. You have no idea what was really going on in this guy's life. But
you never know what's going on with
people. Just be nice to people, man.
Yeah. He actually had a post that from not too long ago that I feel like will resonate with a lot of people who have been struck by, you know, somebody who has gone through, you know, just mental illness, mental depression, or, you know, been affected by suicide. He said, "One of my favorite parts of flying on a cloudy day is whenever the plane breaks through the clouds to reveal the beautiful day that is just beyond the cloud ceiling. A great reminder for life on the vastness of the idea that everything will be all right. And if we can just know and have faith that just beyond whatever clouds are on our perceived ceiling, that there are clearer skies full of potential possibilities and promises." And I feel like that's so important to know, that whenever you're going through, you know, whatever this mental break that Twitch had in that moment, your brain quite literally is in that feeling of a car crash, collision. Like you don't have the ability to think past the clouds, past your ceiling. And, you know, people would say, check on your friends, check on your family. That really only does so much, truly, because
nobody's going to tell you how they really feel.
Well, nobody
does.
But there is something to be said about looking out.
I think there is something to be said about that. But
especially around the holidays, right? Because they can be super lonely for people.
But still, a lot of people, the vast majority of people, will never.
That he had checked into a motel the day before. Yeah. You know, like. And also, you know, Dave, that is true. You know, check on people, and especially during the holidays, that is really important. But there are so many people who don't want to bother others with their emotions and with their feelings, that they feel like, especially in the male realm of mental illness. And I think it's really important to talk about this. And sorry if I'm beating a dead horse here, but, you know, there is this stigma around male mental illness that you have to suck it up and don't cry and get up and don't be a bitch. Yeah. Exactly. Like all of that thing that's quite literally put into you whenever you're a baby, instilled into you when you're a baby. And like, it is okay to open up. It is okay to feel your feelings, but it is important to have some type of awareness and sense of self of when you do need help and when you do need to reach out. And it's not a weakness. It's a form of strength, you reaching out.
Be kind to others, man.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Dave and Mahoney bring you Bleeped BS.
This has got to be your bull.
Wow.
Bleep BS is a very easy game if you don't have a dirty mind. Jen is joining us today. Hey, Jen, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a dirty mind?
Usually, yes. Yeah.
All right, so it may not be that easy, but Mahoney and Audrey are here to... Wait a minute, Audrey just fell asleep.
All right.
Okay, she's back. they're here to help you today. So these are things that are just said in interviews, just random clips from different celebrities or random people. Nothing in any of these clips dirty whatsoever, but there are some strategically placed bleeps. If you get two out of the three correct today, you win. Are you ready for your first one? Okay. This is Harry Styles, and he is doing an interview about that movie Dunkirk that came out some time ago. And he was talking about something that he has not done with Justin Timberlake. Let's have a listen.
Do you and Justin Timberlake ever get together and just f*** each other for getting out of vans?
No.
You've never f***ed Justin Timberlake?
Not about that.
So has he never, A, done a duet with Justin Timberlake? B,
no.
Partied with Justin Timberlake?
No.
Or C, high-fived with Justin Timberlake?
I feel like it's got to be Jen. It's got to be a high five, because, I mean, they certainly have had conversations. So I don't know if they'd be partying together. I don't really even know if Justin Timberlake parties like that anymore. He's got kids.
It wasn't that long ago. He got himself in a little bit of trouble. You don't remember that?
That was a dinner.
Yeah. A dinner?
Mm-hmm.
When he got
photographed
trouble?
For having his hand on a thigh. I was at a dinner.
He's hammered,
paparazzi.
Though, right? Wasn't he?
I think that was his excuse.
Do you and Justin Timberlake ever get together and just f*** each other for getting out of vans?
No.
You've never f***ed Justin Timberlake?
Not about that.
I think it's high five.
Okay, Jen, time for a decision. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the high five.
High five, correct. Well done. On the board with one, here we go on to number two. This is an old lady who is having a ton of fun, and you're trying to figure out what item she was having so much fun with.
This is exciting. Look at this. Oh! I go across my with this, and it's done. I won it all. I'm sorry.
Is she talking about like a ShamWow or something?
It's an old lady having a lot of fun with something, and you're trying to figure out what it is. One more time.
This is exciting. Look at this. Oh! I go across my with this, and it's done. I won it all. I'm sorry.
Oh,
hell yeah, lady. Get yours. Get
what
yours.
Is she talking about?
Is it A, a sponge, B, a vacuum cleaner, or C, a hair removal cream?
It's not a hair removal cream. That lady ain't using Nair. Oof. I feel like, can we eliminate that one?
I think it may be cream.
A hair removal cream?
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, what do you think? Time for a decision.
Oh, man.
It's got to be a sponge.
I think it's a sponge, too.
That is correct. She was showing off her magical rainbow sponge, and it's a sponge that you paint with. And here's a picture of this delightful old lady.
Would you consider me to be sponge worthy, Dave?
Yes, that's excellent. Final one. Just let's see if we can go 3 for 3.
Oh, okay.
What's the weirdest thing that you had to clean up at your job is the question, and here we go.
My manager tells me I have to do in the back, right? He tells me put some gloves on. You're going to need it. There's a at least 3 feet long over here. Bro, what? In the back of a Home Depot.
It's a turd. It's a straight up turd.
It's a 3 foot turd?
Yeah.
Is it A, a dead rat, B, a dead fish, or C, a dead snake?
3 foot long.
Oh, man. I think it's a rat.
Is it a rat,
or a
fish, or a snake? I want it, for comedy purposes, just to be a dead giant fish. Can you imagine in the back of a Home Depot? It's just a random fish.
It was.
Why?
He's not wrong. That is a huge fish that was in the back of the Home Depot. Look at that thing.
Who smuggled that fish into a Home Depot and then left it in the bathroom?
And how did you smuggle it in, man?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So do you guys remember the story of the woman from Baltimore that was in Las Vegas on the Strip at the Encore, and she robbed a guy but did it in a very unique way?
Was this the Rolex in a special place?
Yes, she put it out. Yeah, she's back in Las Vegas.
If it keeps on ticking?
Yeah.
Or is that Timex?
Takes a licking and
keeps
on ticking.
Never even heard of that. What is
that's
it?
An if old,
it
takes
old
a
Timex, takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yeah,
it's like a watch commercial for Timex, but it could also apply to this. So she was back in Las Vegas as of late, and the reason why is because she had to face charges for getting busted trying to steal like a $30,000 watch, putting it in her.
That's on him.
And yeah,
agreed.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. Well, guess what? Back in Las Vegas, and she gets busted again.
Oh, man. Okay,
for doing the exact same thing. This time it was over at Aria. She met some dude. They went back to his room, and sure enough, he said that he felt drowsy and kind of came back too. And he's like, hey, you stole my watch. Give it back to me. Called authorities. They came, looked at the drink. Sure enough, she like put a sedative in his drink because there's a bunch of residue and stuff in the bottom. And they're like, give us the watch. And she's like, I don't have the watch. And they're like, you sure about that?
And cough. So
they do a jumping jack.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Then why are you ticking like the crocodile from Hook?
She's just walking around.
Dude, here's my stance on this. Dudes who are so dumb to be flexing Rolexes to hookers.
I know, man.
Like, here's the thing. You don't have to flex how much money you have with somebody who gets paid to have sex. You don't have to do that. It can be just transactional.
See, but you know what? She is the queen, a lady after my type of aspirations.
Sure.
She wants, all of it without actually having to do any of it. like, she literally is. Like, you know what? I see that you have money, but I'm going to make you just a little extra sleepy. Like, just get him kind of drunk. Like, I mean, at that point, like, he could have just gone to bed and paid you before. Because don't they make you pay before the services happen or something? Like, that's at least what Pretty Woman taught me. Pretty Woman taught me that you have to get paid first.
We want to do a sequel of Pretty Woman. Like, we need to bring this chick into it, where instead of like some romantic relationship where they fall in love, she's just out here. Like, she's got a sleeve full of Rolexes from all of her, from all of her heists.
Well, like, she needs to 100% get a sponsorship from like Rolex, Hublot or whatever.
It's gonna be Swatch Watch. The Swatch.
So what's really funny is how the story ends is that they, you know, security had confronted her in the room, and she's like, I don't have the watch. And they're like, you sure about that? And she's like, yeah, I'm sure. And so they busted out a metal detector. Beep, 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 beep. And she's like, oh, screw it. They're going to find out at jail anyhow.
She just poops it out.
Well, kind of.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there a fandom convention that any of you would like to go to, whether it be for gaming or like makeup or black t-shirts?
Message deleted.
Hell yeah, they had a black t-shirt convention. I'll see you there. That sounds great. Eggs and black t-shirts.
I've been to a fashion, it's called Magic. I've been to that a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's not, it doesn't blow me away. I mean, the conventions that I'm going to are ones that have activities, like the Big Smoke, which is a cigar convention.
Uh-huh.
Like that, I will go to. Outside of that, like as far as fandoms.
Like the old school UFC fan expos used to be a lot of fun.
The problem is with that. We were at when it was just the Wild West.
No, that's what I mean. Like, don't get me wrong. The current UFC fan expos way are still more, very well done, yes, and extraordinarily well organized.
But it's not
organized,
as crazy.
But it used to be just pandemonium.
Everybody everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, you learn a lot doing it over the years.
But, I mean,
and
like,
that was a special time for us because, I mean.
Didn't you go to Comic-Con, though?
I've been to Comic-Con a couple times, yeah.
Well, how was that?
It's all right. You know, I mean, unless
you're dressing up, I feel like it's not your Christmas.
Yeah, it's not.
Producer Jordan, if you had to choose a convention to go to, which one would it be, and why is it the furry convention?
I've actually gone to two types of conventions, which was a gaming convention in Indianapolis, and then Level Up Expo in Las Vegas, which is an anime convention.
You traveled to Indianapolis for that?
I live there at the time.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Audrey, anything for you as far as conventions go?
So my dad's girlfriend over the last few years has gone to, I think it's called like Cowboy Christmas.
Okay.
And she goes there specifically for a like week-long event of just shopping. And every time I see her go, she always comes back with the cutest stuff. Like, truly, some of the cutest stuff.
Does it make you
want to
go?
And it has made me want to go. And she's gone there for the last, like I said, like 2-3 years. But other than that, like the furniture ones, just to like see what's like out there. And you know how you go on Zillow and look at things that you can't afford? I feel like it would be like that.
I'm at the age now in life where like the two that, if we're being real, like that actually excite me. An RV show.
Sure.
And a boat show.
Sure.
Like those two.
Car shows even. Like, I mean, all
shows,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad goes to the SHOT Show every year.
What's a SHOT Show? Oh, SHOT Show. The gun thing.
Yeah, the gun thing. So he.
No, that's a huge one. And yeah, people that are into guns love that show.
I mean, because he's, you know, he's a Force Recon Marine. Mm-hmm. So it's like represents out there. So he always goes to that. I mean, I'm just kind of over conventions at this point. Like, especially, like, even in our industry thing, which isn't, like, open to the public, but it's a convention amongst our peers
in
radio.
I feel like that's just a reason to drink.
That's why he's over it.
Yeah, that's why I'm tired. I can't.
I feel like it's actually funny because, so, obviously, my dad is in the industry as well. And one thing he took away from the last couple of years is he goes, it really is starting to feel like people just don't even care about our industry and they only care about drinking, because the amount of people that came to introduce themselves to me that probably don't even remember themselves introducing themselves to me, and that was my first impression of them, was astounding. And he was like, and I've taken note. It's just messy. We're just messy people.
Yes, we are.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What would be one gift that someone could get you that you would wish for, and if you got it, it would blow away all the other gifts that you ever had? What would that gift be? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Message deleted.
I had one strategically placed ribbon on you, Mary.
Have you ever seen those ribbon lingeries?
Dude, they look so bad.
They
are so
like
cheesy.
A Chinese finger trap of a lingerie. Like, I have tried
to
put myself.
How do you get that thing on?
I prefer call it an Eiffel Tower, but that's just me.
Well, if your one leg stays, if you get it too small, one leg stays down, and then the other one's propped up because your arm is also
that
propped up.
Great.
It's like awkward and horrible, and it's not fun, and it hurts.
And if I were to wrap.
Stuck. You're like, can you get the jaws of life, please?
It's bad.
It's hilarious. It's even more hilarious that you try to put that on. You're like, I'm going to look good in this thing.
Well, somebody was sweet, and they bought it for me, but they also thought I was a size, like, extra, extra small. So
that's really nice of them.
They thought I was small, but then I went to go put it on, and I cried.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Excuse me, producer of pajamas, but you know there are other females out there that listen to the show that are not Mary. I literally, every single day, hear Mary and her voicemail, and God knows we love Mary, but like, she's not the only one. There are more of us. And it's always men and Mary. Can I get Audrey, can you back me up on this?
Yeah, girl.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Message deleted.
Yeah, it really is one of those things whenever people are like, yeah, this is just the dude listen to rock. So yes, thank you for calling in, but also you got to call in. We got to have our representation, ladies.
And she did. She did exactly what she needed to. However, I know what you're doing, and don't you dare try to get between me and Mary, you son of a bitch. Our love is pure.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz on Dave and Mahoney.
Matt is joining us today for a round of the movie quote quiz. Are you a big movie buff, Matt?
Not really, but I can do this.
Love the confidence.
Love it. All right, so Mahoney,
every morning.
Mahoney and Audrey are going to be able to be lifelines for you, but only once. So you can tag Mahoney in one time, Audrey in one time. We have a total of five. You have to get four out of the five correct in order to win because you have two lifelines, okay?
All right.
Now, today is a Christmas holiday-themed movie quote quiz, considering. I mean, this time of year, the holidays, there's lots of things that kind of bring back that nostalgia, you know, whether it's the tree or the smell of cookies baking, the music is certain. Yeah. But movies are right up there as well, man. I've watched Home Alone and Home Alone 2 multiple times, Elf. I mean, there's so many great ones.
I find myself not only just watching Home Alone, but the soundtrack from Home Alone.
Banger. Shout out to John Williams.
John Williams, if you're not familiar with his work, like, he is responsible
for the sound of America.
It really is. It's incredible. Really.
I don't mean to derail, but John Williams is 90 years old and an actual musical genius. And to think about what he does on a day-to-day basis, what does he do? What does a musical 90-year-old genius do? Do you think he gets on Instagram?
Whatever he wants.
Does he get on Instagram?
Like, no, what does he do?
Maybe. No, he doesn't waste his life like us. He's busy creating a soundscape to the world.
Oh, I love you.
To imaginary worlds that every single one is different, and he somehow brings each one to life. Well, if you've ever watched some of the raw cuts of the movies before he scores them, it's night
Boom.
And day.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
All right, Matt. So here we go. Got a little sidebar there. Call us. National treasure for sure. All right. So again, you can tag Mahoney in once, Audrey in once. Here's the first one.
Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Black double dog dare ya.
Now it was serious. A double dog dare. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
All right. Matt, do you know it on your own or you need some help?
That's a Christmas story.
Easy.
And I will say, I was shocked at how good A Christmas Story Christmas on HBO Max, the sequel with grown-up Ralphie, is. Mm. Really good. So if you haven't watched it this time of year, do it.
All right, here we go. On to number two. Good luck.
Santa?
Scott Calvin.
How come your clothes are so baggy?
Because Santa is watching his saturated fats.
How come you don't have a beard?
Because I shaved. Do you want this doll or not? Go back to sleep.
It's also lactose intolerant.
Do you know it or you need some help? It looks like Audrey may be able to help you on this one if you need it.
Oh, Audrey.
That is The Santa Claus.
Starring?
Tim Allen.
That's right.
And that whiny son of his, man. Have you ever watched that movie from a perspective of, like, like everything is annoying you. That kid, he's like, I don't want this. I don't want to go here. I hate you, Dad.
Shut
like
up,
the beginning
kid.
Of the movie, he is never, that kid is 5 years old and hates his father.
All also, right. Santa died by falling off the roof.
What a weak Santa.
Like, what a bitch-ass Santa. Bitch Santa.
Yeah, watch that from that perspective yeah. later today, and you're going to go, what? You're kind of on Tim Allen's side.
Yeah, you got two for two. Audrey is burnt as a lifeline. Here we go on to number three.
At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell. But as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
The worst movie ever.
Okay.
I mean, one of the best stories ever, one of the worst movies ever.
Ever. Okay. It's a all horror right. film.
Hang on.
All right. I need my homie's help here.
This is one of my absolute favorite books ever when I was a kid. Chris Van Allsburg loved all of his stuff, and the movie ruined it for me, even with the beautiful sounds of Tom. Like, it's amazing listening to that.
Yeah.
I just want to listen to the movie, and it would be great. But that is The Polar Express.
The worst.
So, okay.
The animation is so bad.
So here's the thing, is that I'd never seen Polar Express, the movie, before, and my kids had neither, so I bought it for them.
You bought it?
And I know what
you
a donkey.
You gave them money?
And my kids hated it.
Yes.
They were not entertained at all.
No, yeah. It's the worst.
The only thing worse, or the only thing that's only slightly as bad as that, what is the Jim Carrey Ebenezer Scrooge CGI one.
Whatever. All right, so here we go,
I
Matt.
That existed.
Both lifelines are burnt. You've got three. You got to get one more correct. Here we go.
The impudence, the audacity, the unmitigated gall. You've called down the thunder. Now get ready for the boom. Gaze into the face of fear. Booga booga.
For the win. Can you do it, Matt?
Is it the Grinch?
Starring?
The Grinch.
Sure. He ain't wrong. That was the Grinch.
You know what? Totally underrated. The animated one is very well done.
It's
the
best. Yes,
but
cute.
The Jim Carrey one is so underrated.
I think my favorite.
I think the Jim Carrey one is fantastic. And my kids choose that one over the animated one all of the time.
You're a bad parent.
No, that's the best
you're
one.
The worst. Congratulations, Matt.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So Audrey has found herself in a bit of a pickle, and it involves your grandmother and you telling a little white lie, and now you might be in trouble. What's going on?
Well, so before I went on my trip, my grandmother sent me, just a early Christmas gift.
Is this the grandmother that...
This is my kind, sweet, snuggly
one. This is the
one.
Nice one, not the one that hates you.
Not the one who crops me out of Christmas photos. No,
not kidding. There's a grandma that Audrey has that legit will crop her out of
They're
Christmas
like,
photos.
You need to go to the end of...
I was on the end.
On the end.
And, yeah, and I understand it was
every
strategy.
Single photo she in that evil old lady's house has one random arm over somebody's shoulder.
And it's clearly me.
Yes.
Like, there's no other person who could be...
This
is my mother's mother.
Got it.
And so she sent me an early Christmas gift knowing that I was going to be going on a trip, and she just wanted to make sure that it arrived via USPS because it was a card and it had like some cash in it. And she's just very nervous about it just not making it to me it getting picked up, cash is definitely taken out of cards during this
all
time of
the
time, year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she just wanted to make sure that it got to me. Well, I hadn't seen it yet, and I just didn't want her really worried about it.
So you told her that?
I told her it came.
Uh-oh.
It has not come, and I'm nervous now that my lie is going to get to me. It was out of the goodness of my heart. It wasn't like I didn't want the money. Of course I wanted the money, but I was just so scared about her worrying. And then what can we do, Like, even if the money had been taken, there's nothing that her or I can do about that. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wanted to ease and comfort her in
you
that moment.
You are such a typical woman. It hadn't come yet. You told her it had because you wanted to make her feel good, and now there's some sort of resentment.
I know.
And it's all your own doing.
Yep.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833
free Yo Dummy. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I haven't been out of the country before, and I know some of you have. So where's the most interesting place you've been so far?
Message deleted.
I mean, Audrey just went down to Tulum, did not have a great time.
I was bug lunch.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be bug lunch.
Yeah, you
stop being so tasty.
Yeah.
My mom said it was because I was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of interesting places that I've been able to go over the years. I thought that Tokyo was really interesting in a lot of ways because the culture is just so different than America.
I wanted to go to Tokyo. We had a two-week trip booked in March of 2020. And
what happened?
Yeah, something popped up. But that's, you always said that you had it was an interesting time there.
Just interesting.
They probably thought you were famous.
For sure. I'm so tall. Yeah, they thought
I was. But then he realized he's not. That's just a dumb stereotype and a myth.
Yeah.
No. That, like, you're not huge in Japan. No, you're not.
You're not.
I saw that Lil Nas X went to Japan, and he was just standing around waiting for people to recognize him.
And nothing happened?
No.
Bob Sapp goes over to Japan.
And now we're talking.
Swarmed, yep.
I thought that Greece was, I mean, just hands down, that and the Amalfi Coast, just the most beautiful places on Earth.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. But the wife and I went to Thailand for our honeymoon, and if it did not take so damn long, it took us like 34 hours all in to get to our final destination for the start of that trip. I thought it was just such a cool place. I thought the food was amazing. I had some of the best Italian food that I've ever had.
What?
Yeah.
In Thailand?
In Thailand.
Why were you eating Italian Thailand?
He didn't want to eat the Thai food, so he's eating
everything. Come around on Thai food until after the honeymoon. But
that makes sense.
But you also, like, the dollar does go really far in Thailand, and so, you know, you can get... Because you think about like a nice hotel room in any city USA, and it's going to be probably $400 a night.
At least.
For $400 a night in Thailand, at least at the time, you know, you could get like a private villa with like your own swimming pool in the room.
Whoa.
Like,
it's
so bang for buck. Like, Thailand was awesome and just, really, really unique.
They also say that Thailand is in the top like five of the clearest, bluest waters that you can see in the world.
Thailand is the water's gorgeous, and what was really cool in Thailand is like the expeditions that you would go on, because they were just really well done. Mm-hmm. But you know, they take you out on like this big party boat or like yacht type thing. Mm-hmm. And then you would get on kayaks and go through these little caves into these interior, like, it's mm-hmm. like almost like a volcano, like in the middle it's hollowed out, like all these monkeys live in
there.
Wow. It's just wild.
No,
they're cool monkeys.
I don't need to be
cool
with
monkeys.
Feral monkeys.
Yeah, no,
they're
what cool monkeys.
Cool?
Yeah, you just give them a little banana or something, a little plantain.
Nope.
They're your best friend.
0% chance.
Yeah.
I was freaking out just being around bats. I don't know.
I don't like that.
I don't like feral, wild monkeys.
Yeah.
Nah.
Cool ass monkeys, man.
Pass.
Mahoney, where's the coolest place that you've been on a boat?
I mean, Aruba was really nice. Mm. I like tropical things, but I don't want to travel, like Dave said, like, you know, like the Maldives or whatever. You know, that's just so far.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Bahamas. I like all that. But I love Hawaii. So, I mean, that's one of those ones that we'll continue to go to. But we went to Crete over in Greece, and that was beautiful. But I don't know if we'll be going back to Europe again. It's just because, again, a super long flight. And I like English as a primary language.
Fair.
As places that I travel, and traveling inside of America, another reason why I love Hawaii is, you know, you get all the tropical, everybody speaks the language, and it just feels safer.
If you want to go international, but you want to feel safe still, Canada is totally underrated. Canada is beautiful. If you've never been to Vancouver,
yeah,
it's unbelievable.
But in the summertime.
In the summertime. summertime for Canada.
And also skip Edmonton.
There's no, Calgary is boring.
Yeah, you don't need to go there.
I feel like we're sitting here talking about all of these beautiful tropical places. I want to see Alaska.
Okay. You should go on one of those cruises with Mahoney and his wife.
Or like the Swiss Alps.
The Swiss Alps.
Oh my God, during the wintertime.
No.
Oh my Lord, have mercy. It's like an actual storybook.
Yeah, but
what's amazing is like the Swiss Alps, and then like right there at the Italian border with Lake Cuomo, and you're like, oh my God.
Dude,
now it makes sense.
Top.
Yeah. Like, why George Clooney, who has all the money and resources in the world, is like, I'm moving to that lake in Italy. You've never seen it, man. Oof.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Now that you're all pretty old,
Do any of you have any body parts that chronically aches?
Message deleted.
First off, a rude way to start a call. Secondly, accurate. I was telling Audrey this morning, I woke up and I was like, did I mess up my ACL doing something yesterday? And then I realized that I did nothing athletic yesterday. So I think I just blew out my ACL in my sleep.
Are you stretching?
No. Should I be?
Are you working out?
We need to stretch out.
Not
more.
Currently. It's the holidays.
Fair. Same.
That's one of the things, like, we need to take better care now. So when we're 50 and 60, and if we live past that, you know, we're not just decrepit.
Yeah.
You know, that's
step
one,
one
of, that's,
better
that's
chairs.
One of the things that just.
We need better chairs.
You need better chairs. I've got, and that's why I spent a stupid amount of money on one of those Herman Miller chairs.
How much did you spend on that chair?
Thank you. $2,000?
$2,000?
We sit all day long. Yeah. It's so bad for us.
Yeah.
Like, our hips are getting locked up.
100%. But,
these hips ain't locked up.
But that's one of the things I've been very cognizant of since I was, you know, 12 years younger. I stopped playing hockey at 28, 29 because I'm like, I've got all my knees work, my joints. I don't have any chronic injuries. And things are
good start now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing worse than when you see, like, your 44-year-old friend.
Who has to get an ACL surgery.
Yeah, who's like laid up, and you're like, what happened? He's like, I was playing basketball at the YMCA.
Yep.
Like, cool injury, bro.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So we have our company Christmas party, and I am very much looking forward to it for one reason. It's because Mahoney and Audrey are dreading it.
Dave, Audrey... Let's vote him out.
Why is he telling us what to do? This is what I don't get.
You're not our dad. You're not our dad. We just started with this company.
And then, Mahoney, he's making me work afterwards. Well, talk about some Grinch, Ebenezer Scrooge type of stuff.
And Tiny Tim needs money. We are producing a large stadium-sized show tomorrow, and so we have a couple of things to go over tonight.
We should just not go to the Christmas party because we have work to do.
We can multitask.
It's a work night, Dave.
It's a work night. Put your jeans on. Get to work.
No, but I go to bed at a reasonable hour on school/work nights.
You stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning playing video games.
No, not on the weekends. On the weekends I do. Not during the week.
Okay.
What I do, Dave, I wake up early and play video games now. I don't stay up late. I've learned.
That's how you know you have a problem.
It's not that I don't
want
to play video games. And it's not that I don't want to go.
No, I would love to go.
But it's a work night.
Uh-huh.
It's away from my house. The commute is going to be, it's a lot.
It's 15 minutes.
For me.
It's not 15 minutes.
I just get uncomfortable in situations where there's a lot of people around because, one, I'm not going to drink, and if I do drink, then I'm going to feel like I'm doing something that's going to get me fired. Like, if I have fun, I'm going to do something that's going to reflect poorly on us as a show or me as an employee.
Yeah, I mean, you probably shouldn't get blackout and take off all your clothes and
run to
the
quad. But if I don't do that, then I'm just going to be standing there for an hour not talking to anybody.
1 hour. It's a 3-hour party, and you've agreed to go for 1 hour. That's just not a lot to ask.
It is a lot to ask because you're asking me to leave my house when I'm normally like Audrey's.
More
much
people
like,
are like us in this moment because it's a work night. That's the only reason, truly. And it's just because, Dave, you're used to being on the go. This is your life. That's your life that you've created for yourself.
You're on the go. You're doing all this stuff.
It's not like this
I'm jet-setting all over the place, flying one continent to the other.
You are.
On a regular basis. I'm talking about driving 15 minutes down the road, showing up to the company Christmas party for 1 hour.
Jordan's not going.
I show up here every day, and I say hello, and I'm pleasant, and I do what I need to do.
You show up to work every day?
Yes.
Well, where's the trophy?
I'm not asking for a trophy. I'm just saying you're asking a lot of me on a work night, Dave, where I need sleep and I want to function at the highest level.
See,
and if I don't get 8 hours of sleep, I'm not going to be able to perform.
Perform.
It is a performance. Yeah, Dave.
I don't know if anyone else deals with having to muscle up your coworkers like this. I'm over here having to bully these people to just be like moderately engaged employees.
We are engaged. We do our job very well.
You didn't ever go to a Christmas party with old business daddy.
Yeah, Dave.
That's
because those parties sucked. Old business daddy sucks.
You're lying about who we are. I didn't go to a single Christmas party at our last station for 10 years.
When's the last time?
Not one.
That's not true. I've been to many of those company Christmas parties over the years. When they started holding them on the back patio, I was like, "All right, I'm out."
Yeah, and then you didn't go to a single one again after that. That was in 2006 or 2008.
They all got canceled. It was garbage.
You're making me and Audrey put on
a mask.
Yeah.
This isn't who I truly am.
You're not letting us live our authentic lives.
Your authentic
Can I
lives
wear this?
Not participating. No. Jesus, lady.
We're tired.
She's got on cute leggings. Shoes, leggings.
And my anklet matches.
Dude, what kind of sexist stuff is this?
He's
telling you what you can and can't wear, Audrey.
You can't wear that either.
I'm going down to HR.
Yep, yep.
Wait, why can't he wear that?
Because he looks terrible.
That's
too.
Sexist too.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, so we've all been drunk before. We've all been very drunk before. But I don't think anyone here has been drunk enough, and correct me if I'm wrong, where you're like, all right, I'm going to leave my car on these railroad tracks and head on out of here.
That seems like a decision. Like, also, why do cars always stall out on railroad tracks?
It didn't stall out.
They just decided to leave it there.
This 21-year-old, very attractive young lady. I mean, this is the mugshot, so she's obviously been crying, right? But
She's young. She's dumb.
Young and dumb. She was, I guess, drunk driving. Obviously, a mistake there. Approached a railroad intersection, and car didn't stall out. Nothing.
She just
parked her 2008 Honda Civic right on the tracks. The caution lights were not going or anything like that. And she just got out and walked away. And then, of course,
train hit it.
With enough time, a train comes along.
Well, luckily, it was only a Civic, and, you know, that's not going to stop a train.
Deputies did find her walking near the area of the crash, just kind of confused and hammered, and charged her with DUI and DUI with property damage.
I'm wondering if she was driving on the tracks, felt something weird, like maybe she's going so slow and like she felt something happening underneath and she just decided to get out of her car, because none of that makes sense. If you're driving, I'm wondering how high the tracks were to make it to where it startled her enough to where she got out of her vehicle.
Perhaps.
You know, like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, what were you doing?
I mean, when you're that drunk, it's just...
Well, also, thank God nothing else happened to her. Obviously, aside from the fact that she could have murdered somebody else while she was driving drunk. But aside from that, she's a girl walking along the side of the road, blackout drunk by herself.
A lot of mistakes made. Also, I don't know if this is a mistake or maybe we're just not paying close enough attention, Mahoney. There is a woman who claimed to be a god from ancient Egypt.
Okay.
Was arrested in Miami Beach, entered a restaurant, began slamming tables and throwing dishes and cups and hitting customers with them. The first officer on the scene tried to take Emily, 26, and, you know, a relatively rough-looking 26-year-old down there.
Well, okay. She can't even keep her eyes open.
Taken into custody, slapped the officer in the face. Unknown why Emily had unusual strength. Appeared to be from an unknown substance. But my question is, what if Emily actually is a god from ancient Egypt that has been reincarnated and has come back? No one's going to believe her.
Same thing with Jesus or Santa Claus. We're not going to believe any of it.
Jesus is going to come back. You're like, nah, you ain't the real Jesus.
Nah.
They did that the first time.
True.
He was going around doing all kinds of miracles. Everyone's still like, nah.
Nah.
Fake news.
I thought all the gods in
Egypt
wrong
were
media cast
source.
Anyway, right?
Yeah, so
can you imagine what Fox News Jesus would look like? Like versus CNN Jesus? Like what the two different
Jesus? Took multiple officers to handcuff this woman and had to put her on a restraining stretcher to be hauled off to jail. Whoo! Don't do chemicals. One guy in Florida, 34 years old, was arrested after he stole a Toys for Tots donation box with cash in it. Like, you gotta be...
You are a real piece of
garbage.
Real
piece of garbage. And you know what? This guy looks like a real piece of garbage, doesn't he?
He looks like a real piece of garbage. That looks like a guy, just showing me his picture, looks like a guy who would steal money from Toys for Tots.
$800 in the box, and he decided that he was gonna steal it.
We need, like, frontier justice, man. Like, just tell all the other prisoners, because even prisoners are gonna be like, you know... Like, you're messing with kids' toys on Christmas. Like, yeah, I murdered somebody in cold blood, but that's not messing with some kid's Christmas need.
Yeah, bite his fingers off, guys.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How many lost teeth would it take you to say, screw it, and just get a full denture set?
Message deleted.
I mean, I'm down a tooth right now.
So you're on the way.
So, I mean, but luckily it's a back tooth, so you can't really see it.
I feel like dentistry has come a long way over the years, it's a nice era to be living in, because back in the day, like, if you just lost your teeth, they're just gone.
Yep, you had to get some wooden ass chompers like George Washington.
Wooden ass teeth.
Mm-hmm. What?
They weren't wood.
What were they?
Not wood.
Yeah.
Were they like whale's bone or something?
No, they were other people's teeth.
Oh.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a fun fact?
It's disgusting.
It's a fun fact. Yeah.
Fun fact.
Sad fact.
I do feel like, you know, as we get older, aging for a lot of people just includes doing the things that you want to do and not caring what other people think about it. I feel like, Mahoney, you'd be the sort of guy that if it was more convenient, more efficient for you to have dentures, you'd just do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid of that. I mean, I'm hoping to keep the rest of my teeth.
Yeah.
But.
You know what about dentistry, though? Whenever you go there, they're always just like mechanics. You always need something else.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like the if you don't go ahead and just get all of the quadrant cleanings where you have to come back, and it's like, I'm already here. Can't you just go ahead and do the whole mouth? Why do I have to come back?
I'll say stop trying to mark stuff up, man.
The best thing in dentistry, though, I will say over the least last 10, 15 years that I've noticed. I mean, just hiring hot hygienists.
Oh, see, I think that's the worst.
Nah,
don't get me wrong. I mean, I love good-looking
people. I would much rather have a hot
stuff.
Woman putting her fingers in my mouth than some weird ass.
Not me. I feel so vulnerable and disgusting. I'm just like, duh.
I mean, there's nothing sexual about it at all, but I'm just, at least it's
yeah, you're
you know.
Drooling everywhere. Your tonsils are just exposed.
I hate the feeling of not being able to swallow. So I accidentally gleat all the time. I'm like sitting there trying to swallow my mouth open, so I'm just like, glug, 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 glug. It's so sad.
You,
it's
you ever
scary.
Got a dental assistant or a dentist in the face, like on their little glasses with the gleek, and you're like, oh man, I'm so sorry.
And then they're at, why? Also, stop asking me questions,
yeah,
dude.
Stop
this
it.
Is not the time for an interview.
Yeah, you get your fist in my face. Like, it's not the time to
I
chat
feel like
it up, buddy.
That's their own little joke.
Yeah, like they're just messing with us, aren't they?
It's like, so tell me about your holidays. Please
leave a message after the tone.
You guys have been doing radio for so long that your voices should be able to be copied by an AI. Like, if you could have an AI do all the work for you and you still got paid, would you want to do that?
Message deleted.
AI will never be able to recreate the gems that we come up with.
It's true. Like, I mean, where else are you going to get content? Like, I don't like it when the dentist is fisting my mouth and I have to talk to him.
Robots aren't coming up with that.
No.
Nah.
I mean, probably be more intelligent.
Probably. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Y'all, my wife is wild. She is in the car right now, driving to the airport to once again get on an airplane with all four kids.
Without
by
you?
By herself.
She's got the system down. That's why is it easy for her now at this point? Like, nothing is easy, I'm sure, whenever you're toting around four kids. But
you're going to travel.
Right. Travel.
As a single adult
so
with four children under the age of seven.
As an adult just by yourself is a pain, right? Now, imagine that you've got a six-year-old, and thankfully.
But she's so well-behaved.
She's very well-behaved most of the time. Olivia, wild child, love her to death. Duke, who's two, and then a newborn. Like, the problem is, like, okay, what do you do if the 2-year-old or the 4-year-old have to go to the bathroom? Because they're going to need
they
some
can't
assistance.
Go alone, yeah.
And so what do you do?
Get the family bathrooms. You just got to make sure that the family bathroom's
on
near your
plane.
Gate.
No,
on the plane.
I mean, at least the one good thing about, like, having
put
four
in diapers.
Kids, they're not going to run away. If they do, we
yeah,
know
you're
where
stuck.
Yeah. You're not getting off, so at least you're in a contained area.
Duke's going to pull the emergency exit.
I can't imagine, though. I mean, why did your wife choose to go While you were still working.
Well, because she wanted to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, and there's only a certain amount of time. And they're going to Seattle. She's a big Seahawks fan. Uh-huh. There's a Thursday night game tonight that she's going to go to with her sibling. The kids aren't going
fun.
To that. But yeah, yeah. So they're going to go enjoy that. And
okay.
Thankfully, it is it's like a jumper flight. It's so fast. Like, it's like an hour and 45 minutes.
It's like 2.5 hours.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, still 2.5 is better than, going to South Carolina where you're
for
also
sure.
a family
it's not,
from.
It's not like
and it's
4.5 hours,
yeah.
5 hours, something like that. It's not that bad, but still, just the idea.
Well, I'm even thinking of it, you know, your second daughter, Olivia, is in school, so she mm-hmm. does have this idea of, like, holding her potty breaks.
Or attention as well. So.
Yeah, so she's kind of in that school age where maybe she's can...
That's crazy,
I don't know,
it's
dude.
Wild, man.
She is superwoman,
she
though.
She is, man. Good luck, babe.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen. All at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.